we present the 36th Monashores High School Singing Christmas Tree.
The tree is at the Fronthal Center for Performing Arts, downtown Muskegon, and it takes about 2 days to set the whole thing up, you know, give or take. I mean, we have to decorate it once it's built. A giant erector set put together by hundreds of parents that has 25,000 LED lights, filled with students singing and surrounded by a 50-piece high school orchestra. 67 feet, I like to say, 5 stories tall. This year, due to COVID, we're kind of lower in numbers than we normally are. We've got 154 students that are going to climb into the tree. We are the Monashores Sailors. Our choir uniform is a sailor uniform. It's navy and white. It looks really neat in the tree. Sean Lawton, Director of Choirs at Monashores High School. This is my 29th season of the Singing Christmas Tree and my 32nd year as an educator. Last year, being 2020 and the year of the pandemic, when we finally realized that we weren't going to be able to do the Singing Christmas Tree, it was devastating. I remember the day I woke my daughter up and I kneeled down and I said, she was a senior, and I said, I need to tell you something. And looking back on it now, she told me that she thought I had cancer or something because I was so serious. And I started crying and I said, we're not going to be able to do the Singing Christmas Tree. Just wildly popular event. I mean, I think this is how a lot of people in this area kick off their holiday seasons, coming to the Singing Christmas Tree. It's a tradition that's lived on, and since we've been doing it so long, there's a lot of alumni that bring their kids back, and some of those people are singing in my choir now too. Something I think is very important to the show is having music that is reflective of all styles. We have everything from gospel to pop music to jazz. Nearly 7,000 people are going to come and hear it, and I think they're looking for something a little extraordinary. So I'm always trying to put together that magical blend of tunes that are going to capture everybody's heart and my students' hearts, and that is a massive part of my summer, is just digging through stacks and stacks of music and looking at all the new composers' pieces they've put out and just finding that nice balance. The criteria for being the Angels, you have to be a senior in the choir program.
I'm really excited.
My name is Yesana Sorto Gabarrete. I am a senior at Monashores High School.
Yesana, when she came here from Honduras, I didn't know that she was from another country. She showed up as a freshman in my choir as this very, very quiet kid.
I really worked really hard when I got here. It was adapting to a whole new country. It was really tough, and not knowing anyone.
A lot of the Angels throughout the years are kids who, they don't have it easy, but they don't give up, they don't let people know it. They strive to be a phenomenal person nonetheless.
I think that an Angel is, for me, it's an honor. It's a really big honor.
I never have taught a student like her in my life. It opened my eyes to, you know, how good American students have it and how they don't know it. Because she was so eager to learn that it was a joy to teach her. I do love the Singing Christmas Tree. That's probably my pet project since I got here. It's just, I love the music we get to do. I love working with the student orchestra, and I just love the music. It's great.
Patrick Center, WGVU News.